Governor Doug Ducey and other state officials this week lauded the decision of California-based Lucid Motors to invest $700 million to build a manufacturing plant in Casa Grande. But the company admits it doesn't yet have the $700 million to invest. A spokesman says Lucid has a few hundred million from investors and will be going out for another round of funding. He says the $700 million total is through the year 2022. But state officials don't seem too worried about that. Here's gubernatorial spokesman Daniel Scarpinato.
The governor personally obviously toured the facility, met with them on multiple occasions. And so we always do due diligence with these issues.
Scarpinato points out Arizona had competition from other places for this facility, which shows it's a good get for the state. And Tim Knavel, program manager with Pinal County's Economic Development Department, says even though the deal calls for the county to buy the land, it still doesn't pose that much risk.
If for some reason this company, now between now and when they purchase the property, say we don't want it, well then, you know what, we own 493 acres of prime industrial real estate in middle of Casa Grande. And, you know, we can always sell that. So we feel the risk is very minimized on that.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services has been reporting on this and looking into the company a bit more. And Howie, Governor Ducey and others made a big deal about Lucid coming to Arizona. How are they responding to questions now about whether or not this company is financially viable?
Well, there's due diligence and due diligence. It depends on how you define it, sort of like what is. And at risk of being, you know, sounding a little smarmy, you know, they contend, look, we saw the company has an R&D facility in California. We saw that they have raised a couple of $100 million, and we are taking them at their word that they are going to be able to go ahead and raise the additional money in time to do this, that they don't need the full build out till 2022, that if they get a couple of $100 million more, they'll be able to do it. Now, of course, that also assumes that they're not spending it on R&D in California before that. So it's a question of faith. The other part of it is from the governor's perspective, you know, leaving aside the hoopla and the, you know, the little political capital he hopes to gain, is that the money that the company might get, at least from the state, is all contingent on creating the jobs. No jobs, no incentives. So there's really no loss, at least for the state taxpayers.
Governor Doug Ducey, as you obviously know, has spent a lot of time talking about trying to bring companies, specifically tech-based companies, to Arizona. And it seems like with those kinds of companies, this is referred to often as a startup, that there is some sort of inherent, as you called it earlier, faith that these are reasonably new companies, although this particular one is not maybe as new as its name would suggest. But is there just some risk and some faith that state officials have to put into these companies if this is, in fact, the type of business that they want to bring here?
Well, again, you know, it's sort of a nothing ventured, nothing gained. If, in fact, the companies you're going to attract are not necessarily the establishment companies. It's not like Apple is necessarily picking up, you know, they had that little Apple Glass facility that really ended up going nowhere. But in general, you may have to go after the new companies, the companies with a little more risk that, in fact, they won't be able to produce what they want. Now, we bid on other companies. You know, we bid against Nevada and a couple of other states for the Tesla Gigabattery factory, and Nevada gave away, you know, something like $3 billion in incentives and property tax breaks and sales tax breaks. So we can decide what we want to bid on and what becomes too lucrative.
Do Governor Ducey and other state officials expect that having Lucid in Casa Grande will lead to more development in that area, more jobs coming to that area? Like, do they see this as a lure for other like-minded or supply-type businesses to be coming there?
Well, there's certainly going to need to be a supply chain. If you're building a car, you know, you're bringing in all sorts of parts. You know, they're not manufacturing bumpers there. They're not manufacturing catalytic converters there. But how much of that would actually be manufactured in Arizona remains to be seen. As we know, Governor Claudia Pavlovich of Sonora came up because she's got some suppliers who think that they're going to be able to provide some of the jobs and some of the parts for what will be needed to eventually put this car together, assuming it ever gets built there. You certainly will have certain development that will follow it, But this isn't like a cluster. For example, you know, Silicon Valley has a cluster in terms of some high-tech stuff because you have the employers there. You have the people who are trained there. There's a certain synergy. I don't know that if you suddenly put together an all-electric car plant in Casa Grande, even assuming they could turn out 130,000 cars a year, which is the goal, that suddenly Ford and GM and Chrysler are suddenly going to say, oh, we want to build cars here in Arizona too.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you as always.
Well, I'm hoping for my own version of that $130,000 car.
For free, of course, right?
For free, of course.